ER 101. Get the 411 on your 911. Here's your host and emergency room physician, Dr. Lee Vinoker.
Hi, and welcome to ER 101 from the American College of Emergency Physicians. We are going to talk about an amazing new advancement that they're now bringing into the ER. It's actually a pill camera, and it can help detect dangerous internal bleeding. We are lucky enough to have the author of this recent study that was published in the Annals of Emergency Medicine on to discuss how this advance could possibly save your life. So I want to welcome and thank Dr. Andrew Meltzer. He is an assistant professor of emergency medicine at the George Washington University in Washington, D.C. He specializes in clinical research and gastrointestinal emergencies. So welcome, Dr. Meltzer. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me. It's great to talk about this study.
Yeah, it was fascinating to me because this whole idea of a pill camera is fascinating to everybody. And traditionally, wasn't it used, you swallow it, it's small enough to swallow a pill, the size of a pill, and it's constantly taking, is it video or still, but it traditionally I thought it was used mostly in the small intestines because, you know, you can put a scope from above and a scope from below, but those don't sort of reach the 14 feet of wound up small intestines we have, correct? So that's what they started using this kind of pill camera for.
Yeah, exactly. The pill cam is pretty well established for occult bleeding in gastrointestinal circles. So essentially, just like you said, for bleeding that they could not see with the upper endoscopy or couldn't see with the colonoscopy or sigmoidoscopy, the pill cam was really effective for looking for small bowel bleeding or other bleeding. And it becomes sort of the test of choice for occult bleeding that's not detected with endoscopy or colonoscopy. We used a slightly different pill cam. It was called the pill cam ESO, which is made by a company called Given Imaging. And the pill cam ESO is modified and approved or cleared by the FDA to take pictures of the esophagus, and it's been approved to look at esophageal varices and to screen for Barrett's esophagus. And this pill cam takes pictures from both ends of the camera, I mean both ends of the pill. There's cameras at either end. It takes still pictures, roughly 35 pictures per second, and has a light source built in, and it's pretty wide angle, the images. So it looks like video, pretty seamless video when you watch it. And the patients, we had sort of three questions when we started this. We first wanted to know whether or not patients could tolerate this capsule in an acute setting in the emergency room. And second, we wanted to know how well it performed compared to a subsequent endoscopy, the traditional EGD. And then thirdly, we wanted to see whether or not...
Meaning, you know, putting a lighted tube down your throat and looking for where the bleeding was coming from, right?
Exactly, yeah. Putting the, yeah, sedating you, usually getting an admission and having a gastroenterology specialist come in and put the traditional endoscopy or tube-based endoscopy down your throat to take a look at the mucosa. And then finally, we wanted to see whether or not non-specialists like ED docs could detect blood by looking at these images. So that was sort of the objectives of the study. This was motivated by when I worked at a community hospital, and it was really difficult to get gastroenterology to do endoscopy on our patients with suspected upper GI bleeds for patients who were stable. So almost all of these patients got admitted. And we know from prior studies that if patients did get endoscopy in the ED, that a lot of patients have lesions which really don't require intervention and could go home directly from the emergency department. So we thought maybe we could just do this pill in the ED and maybe send home a lot more patients. And even though it's sort of an expensive, fancy, high-tech kind of approach to this, maybe it would be cost-effective also if we're able to save some in hospital admissions.
So, but how did you decide? So you were just looking at the very first part of the gastrointestinal tract for bleeding, right? Up until
yeah.
It gets into the small intestines, you weren't looking for colon. So they would just have to sit there until, were you looking real time while it was happening to take a look at everything?
Yeah, exactly. Good question. I mean, basically, the pill camera does not get returned to you. It passes through your GI tract, and you poop it out, and we try to emphasize to the patients that they really should not bring it back to us. And So it's a one-time thing.
It's not like you don't have to develop the pictures from the actual pill, right? They're remotely transmitted to something else, correct?
Exactly. They're remotely transmitted to a DIR recorder, which is basically a little box at the patient's hip. And there's three stickers on the patient's chest, sort of looking like the normal cardiac monitors we use in the ED. And then that DIR recorder was then hooked up to a mini laptop we would have at the patient's bedside, so we could look at the images real time. So the patient could actually look at the monitor him or herself and see the camera in his mouth, and then as the camera went down his throat, and then see the inside of his stomach, sort of as it was happening.
And, really, you could just charge admission for that. I would pay to see that. they should be paying you to take a look at it.
That was what was so neat, is just how enthusiastic patients were. I mean, this was a research study. You know, we're approaching people and saying, can we try out this, you know, novel device on you? We're not sure if it's going to work or not. And out of 25 people we approached, everybody said yes, because I think everybody was sort of interested in taking a look at their stomach.
That's wild. You could send Instagram pictures, you know, like people could be Instagramming and tweeting while they're in the hospital having it done. So
yes, they could. Try to discourage that, but yes, it definitely could happen. So the only reason why we only saw the beginning of the GI tract is just because of the battery life. So the cameras we used in our study had a battery life set for 30 minutes. And that's relatively arbitrary. That's what the manufacturer set these devices at prior to us getting them, and with the thought that the GI docs really wouldn't want to look at a whole lot of video if they're just looking at Barrett's esophagus or at esophageal varices. About half of these made it to the small intestine, about half got stuck in the stomach at 30 minutes, and that's where our images ended.
Wow, that's pretty good. And I understand there were some images from the study that we can even post on the website here at Radio MD so people can actually see what the inside of your mouth and stomach. And did you find that you were picking up these bleeds? I imagine if it's a really bad bleed, it's going to be hard to see anything, right? So these are bleeds that had stopped already. People weren't actively bleeding while you were trying to get them to swallow a pill camera, right?
They weren't bleeding at the moment that we gave them the pill, but these were all patients who came in with what we thought was an acute GI hemorrhage. They either presented with hematemesis either just before they presented to the ER.
Meaning throwing up blood, right? They were throwing
exactly.
up blood.
They were throwing up blood, or melena, which is, you know, black tarry stools, which results from blood in the upper GI tract that changes
digested.
Pigment as it passes through. Yeah.
Okay.
So these were, and then the patients who had a lot of blood in their stomach, you're right, we could not usually see the source of the bleeding, but we were able to tell that they had fresh blood, which meant that they needed a relatively urgent intervention. So we felt like with this pill camera, we could both expedite the care of the higher risk patients by saying that we see obvious blood, and then also maybe risk stratify the lower risk patients to maybe be discharged in the future once we follow these patients' more clinical endpoints.
Wow, so that is absolutely fascinating study, and very interesting too, because it's, you know, something that you can apply and do right in the emergency room. So, and how did your fellow GI doctors feel about this study?
They were cooperative. We definitely had to work together, and there was initially a little bit of resistance. Since this was part of a study protocol, there was no issues with billing yet. The way I sort of see this going would be similar to how emergency department ultrasound has progressed, started off as a radiology test, and it's become a point-of-care test in the ED, and essentially we cooperate and share the billing with radiology. So hopefully that kind of cooperation, if this does take off, can work with gastroenterologists.
Okay. That sounds fascinating. That's very interesting, and it really shows what modern technology can do today, even with a tiny little camera. So, really fascinating, Dr. Meltzer.
Thank you so much, and thank you.